Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Hello, and thank you for joining us today. It is the 15th day of April, 2008. We're not going to waste time spending a lot of our precious airtime on the fact that the Federal Reserve gets all of the income tax you pay, and then all of that money goes to build the New World Order. Not one red cent of it goes to roads or, quote, the military or federal services. And the hundreds of other taxes, fines, and fees do. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on tax day talking about this. Lord knows we've already spent enough time in our private lives preparing for it, dealing with it, going through it. I'm not one of those individuals who does not pay the income tax because I choose my battles. I commend those that don't pay. I think they've got a lot of courage. A lot of them go to prison. Some of them don't. In fact, a lot of court cases are being won by Wesley Snipes and Tommy Crier and many others. But I choose my battles, and I choose to not give them excuses to hang me and hang me high. I am as clean as a whistle. If they're going to shut me up, they're going to have to manufacture something. That said, huge broadcast today in the third hour. We now do 4 hours here daily. Andres von Bülow joins us again. We were the first in the United States to interview Andres von Bülow, and we've interviewed him two separate times. He hasn't been on in about 4 years. Andres von Bülow was the head of the military in Germany, but they have two defense chiefs. He was the parliamentary head or the defense secretary. He was the national head of German technology minister, one of the top cabinet positions. He was also the head, when he was in parliament, of the German International Intelligence Agency. They have a domestic and a international, just like FBI, CIA, MI6, MI5, Shin Bet, Mossad, that same British model that everybody goes off of, modeled after them. So he will be joining us with all the new developments, all the new information he's learned. And he's been active again, speaking out for 9/11 Truth. He's written a book on the subject, been involved in a film as well in Germany, national TV programs. He'll be joining us in the third hour. Fourth hour, we're going to have a lot of other news clips, video clips, of course, be taking your phone calls. In the second hour, he is going to go ahead and use his full name on air. I advised against it, but he just says he doesn't care. Plus, he's had a lot of heart trouble the last few years and is not in good health. In his words, he just doesn't care. I have a guest coming on air who worked for NASA. And I'm just going to leave it at that. What he wants to say, he's going to say. What he wants to talk about, he's going to talk about. But let me just give you a little news tip. You're going to want to be tuned into this radio show in the second hour today. Before Andres von Bülow joins us, and I mean, I've seen this guy's national security letters. I've seen his Air Force national security letters. Doesn't matter. I've seen him in famous movies about NASA on the front line in mission control at the computers. And I've known him for, how many years have I known Raymond? I guess about 9. Raymond's even done some work around the office for us. He's retired. But he'll be in studio. And believe me, you don't want to miss this radio show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Scheik with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Schenck with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike fearless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMS eFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me go over some of the news I've got here in the stack. U.S. foreclosures jump 57% as homeowners walk away. That's 57% in March alone. Oil rises to record on Mexico terminal closures, China's rising demand. Democrats blast Mukasey for 9/11 call remarks. Continuing. PAC-based militants may attack United States. Pakistani terrorists, Al-Qaeda, are everywhere. They're blonde-haired, blue-eyed. Bush says, brace yourself. Give up all your rights or the terrorists will get you. Walmart to film gun sales and bid to fight crime and enroll you in a tracking database. Reuters. Ben Brother is watching. Trash cans with transponders tracking how much you throw away, what you throw away. Fed's not addressing drugs in the water. That's Associated Press. Drink up. Retailing chains caught in wave of bankruptcies. Large and mid-sized chains across the United States, including Sharper Image, filed for bankruptcy. Did China stage Tibetan attack on wheelchair-bound woman? PrisonPlanet.com, and the evidence is very conclusive. They are staging events, dressing up as monks. Professor calls for Google-type brain chip implants. About a week ago, my friend Steve Mason called me and he said, did you see Saturday Statesman, the paper here in Austin? I said, no. He said, well, you should see it, and I forgot and didn't look it up. Then he came into the studio last night, came up here and brought me the Statesman. And it's a big color image on the front section of the Statesman. It says, everything must go. And it is an image of the Constitution being ripped in pieces. And it says how to fight terrorism. And it goes on to say that basically we should get rid of the Constitution. By the way, the VidCam is going to go live in the second hour today. We're going to have the VidCam live for you in the second hour and then in the fourth hour for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I'll show you the cover of the foreign policy section of the newspaper. And the image tells a thousand words. The picture tells a thousand words, but it's a thousand words in the article, too, that tell you in words. And it says the Constitution is bad, and that we basically need to get rid of it is... And it's Bobbitt who says this. He's the Bilderberg CFR member. He has written a new book, Terror and Consent. And we're going to be going over that article. Also, Amy Goodman supports investigation into WTC collapse. So she's now going public more. Luke Radowski questioned her at wearechange.org. It's up on Infowars.com, too. Also, there is a posting up on Infowars.com of a YouTube video that says, Alex Jones, I'm not being mean. You're just retarded, sir. And I was being serious when I said that. I made the point of, were you breastfed? And the guy started stuttering and got mad and hung up. And that's because if you're not breastfed, I'm not bashing mothers that can't produce milk or children that can't absorb it for some reason. I'm just saying that those are the fats that are used in the development of the brain, and there's a bunch of different studies on it. You can just look up breastfeeding and brain development, Google that, and those studies will come up everywhere for you. That's what you're designed to drink, and your brain is forming at that time, and you need those complex fats that are tailor-designed, you know, by the female body for the baby. Wow. Yeah, it grew inside that woman, inside her uterus, the new life, and then it suckles from her. I'm extreme. It's kind of like ads you see that says, grass-fed beef. Ooh, cows that have actually eaten grass. How strange. Oh, babies that have actually had their mother's milk. I'm so extreme. So I took that example to say, sir, you've been drinking fluoride your whole life. You probably weren't breastfed. And, you know, that's why, because he was so stupid. He was stammering around. I was talking about how thousands, tens of thousands of Nazis were brought into the U.S. and how they advised the fledgling CIA, OSS, they advised in the development of the atomic agencies, the energy, Department of Energy, just Department of Defense. But that was already the case. I mean, so much of our culture, our educational system, that's why it's called kindergarten, is a Prussian mind control brainwashing system. I mean, that's in the Prussian textbooks. And we've had number two Department of Education on. We sell a book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, that has the secret documents and declassified documents from Department of Education. I'm not even bashing Germans here. I'm half German. My mother's German on both sides of her family. I'm actually all Alsatian for some reason, but that's southern German. I'm just trying to understand you know, what makes the world tick. And it's a Britannic slash Germanic slash Judaic amalgamation, and those are the three dominant cultures that form what we are today and what the New World Order is. Britain, Germany, and the Jews. That is the dominant cultures that formed what we know of as Western culture today. And then, of course, there's also a root in the Greeks and their eugenics, what you could call, you know, the really the dominant link. But in the more modern last 1,000 years, Dark Ages emerging into the Renaissance in the last 400, it's those three major influences. But I'm getting off into political science and sociology and history. It's that this person just says I'm lying. And I say, what's your proof? And he just says, you're just lying. And so I say, well, sir, you're retarded. Now, there are many comments along these lines, but I'm just going to read this one. It's comment number 77 on Infowars.com in the section, Alex Jones, I'm not being mean, you're just retarded, sir. And I take no sardonic pleasure telling the man that he's mentally brain damaged, that he's physically unable to think. It's not just that they're willfully ignorant. They're like, they have the minds of about four-year-olds. And I'm serious. A lot of adults have the minds of four-year-olds. And when you talk to them, they talk like four-year-olds. A smart four-year-old. Now, this is what Think a Marine for Your Freedom says. Now, just listen to that propagandic term. 70%+ of the military wants out of Iraq for 2+ years. 80%+ of the American people. So with that headline, with his handle name, it implies that you've got your freedom because of the Marines. And that we've got to thank him. You know, we wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for him. And it is true, I do thank the Marines for Texas and for kicking Mexico's butt when they attacked Texas and the U.S. The halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. And I do thank the Marines for a few other things, but as Smedley Butler said, after about 1900, it was only going in and blowing up third world countries and taking them over for the bankers. And I do thank you for World War II, but for your sacrifice. But at the same time, our own government created Hitler, and the Japanese, as unsavory as their imperial system was, were manipulated into it. So I'm just into the reality. So out of the gates, you have your term, your handle, Thank a Marine for Your Freedom. And then he goes on to claim that I'm this master propagandist, commenting on what I said in the 8-minute clip to the man that is brain dead. This is a good example of why AJ is so effective at what he does. He takes facts and then makes huge leaps. He is a master at doublespeak. For example, when he says that Florida CPS is run by a bunch of pedophiles, his only qualification is that generally people who take your kids are pedophiles. Is this a true statement? Yes. But is there any evidence that the people that run Florida CPS are pedophiles? No. Okay, we're going to use you as a case point example. And by we're, the liberty consciousness that's there is we have tens of thousands of people that post on YouTube. They are going to go and they're going to take your text, they're going to take my audio, and then they're going to put mainstream articles up over it. I don't even have to do it because I don't have time. I'm counting on you listeners to do this. I know you will. No, sir. 5 years ago, the top three heads, number 1, 2, and 3, it was in the Miami papers. It was all over the news. And those will be pulled, and just like we did with Mayor Ed Koch, we will put it over your statements from CENTCOM. You will be defeated in Florida, where you're sitting right now. Or you're a copycat who regurgitates and mockingbirds what your bosses in CENTCOM do. By the way, it's admitted for 3 years that CENTCOM does blog and does, quote, counter propaganda on the web inside the U.S. So don't deny that that's going on either. Now, I remember, I don't know, was it 4 or 5 years ago, it came out that while the top three people at CPS, Department of Children's Services in Florida, are convicted pedophiles, and one of them was a hardcore child rapist, then it came out again 2 years ago that a whole bunch of them in the hierarchy were, and then it came out a couple months ago. So shut your mouth. Don't you say I'm a liar with no proof, dirtbag. You need to thank me and my listeners for what freedom we've got left. Your bosses are getting rid of all of our freedom. How dare you call me a liar while those children are being abused? Now those sins are on you.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Let me tell you something. Thank a Marine for your freedom. The Founding Fathers would spit on you. You're anti-American. You're an enemy of the Republic. And this song's for you.
And we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept
them. All right, we're back live. So this is the type of garbage people put out on the web. I mean, they'll post stuff like, the dollar isn't dropping in value. He's an anti-American liar wanting to hurt the economy for Al-Qaeda. Yeah, Al-Qaeda, give me a break. This is a good example of why AJ is so effective at what he does. He takes facts and then makes huge leaps. He is a master at doublespeak. For example, when he says that Florida CPS is run by a bunch of pedophiles, his only qualification for this is that generally people who take your kids are pedophiles. No, I mean in the government. Is that a true statement? Yes. But is there any evidence that the people that run Florida CPS are pedophiles? No. Oh, we got you there, buddy. We're going to run an absolute info war on your operation. You lazy scum at CENTCOM ought to actually go read what's going on in your state of Florida. CNN News reported 5 years ago more than 3,000 missing kids that CPS took, and they don't know where they are. By the way, I want that article put up over it. But he got it out there as he knows there are members of his audience that will believe that. He is brainwashing his listeners to hate the government. Let me see. What did the founding fathers say about the government? Don't trust it. Keep it small. You have a right to rebel against it if it tries to spy on you without warrants, if it tries to take your guns. Are they going all over the country and confiscating guns? They do that in New Orleans in the high and dry areas. Is there basically a gun ban in Chicago and New York and D.C.? Is the Supreme Court about to rule that they can restrict gun ownership? Are they going door to door saying we want to come in and inspect your guns under knock and talk and under other programs trying to intimidate their way in, saying, mind if I come in, and we've had the guest on where they then basically force their way in? Is that pro-America? Is that what I thank you for, Marine, when I thank you for my freedom? Do I thank you when I was out in Oakland, California, and witnessed Marines training with foreign troops to take Americans' guns on video? Or the 29 Palms survey? Or now all the admissions that the troops have been trained for insurrection to take our guns? Do I want to? Is turning my guns in freedom? Is that what I do? When the news, the Washington Post, everybody else admits that now they're spying on everybody without warrants? Non-terror related? Patriot Act used tens of thousands of times against U.S. citizens in non-terror related cases. Due process falling apart? Is that what I thank you for? You wrap yourself in the flag and you think you're pro-United States. The U.S. is that Bill of Rights and Constitution and our heritage of liberty. If we don't have that, we have nothing. But he got it out there and he knows that members of his audience will believe that. He is brainwashing his listeners to hate the government. No, to hate the criminals and the foreign bankers in our government that are openly saying get rid of our national sovereignty. I mean, I have the Austin American Statesman here says everything must go with a picture of a torn-in-half Constitution burning with burned edges. And then you read the article, and it says we need to get rid of our Constitution and our country. But I need to shut up. I need to stop hating America and hating the government. Oh, it makes me sick. The whole I'll bet you $10,000 statement. Oh, but then he is not a betting man, yet he restates his bet over and over again. Yeah, because I realize every time I do that bet, it's illegal to bet in Texas like that. So I said, well, I'm not really a betting man, but if you want to go to Las Vegas to prove the point, I will go to Las Vegas with you and bet that it's true that tens of thousands of Nazis were brought to the U.S. The point is, they did bring Nazis here. And we'll come back to him defending that and twisting that on the other side. It's you, little boy. Don't worry, though. You're going to get what you want. The country's fallen. It's overrun with foreigners. The dollar's devalued. CENTCOM threat centers are everywhere with the CIA running every major city. Now mainstream news. No, everything I say is true. And everything you say is a lie, you coward.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Attention GCN listeners. You've all heard of 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, and One Nation Under Siege. But did you know that all of these documentaries were created by one man, civil rights activist and filmmaker William Lewis? Now Mr. Lewis has produced his most patriotic documentary to date, a film about taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This is for all the real Marines that love this country and know that the nation is about the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Ira Haynes. Ira Haynes. Call him drunken Ira Haynes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Haynes.
broken heart of his, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking minion, nor the marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira'd done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise a flag and lower it, like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning. Alone in the land he fought to save, 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war.
All right, we're back live. So this is the type of lies or complete ignorance. Either way, it's the same thing. It's the same thing over and over again. So this person, thank a Marine for your freedom. Freedom? I'm losing my freedom. I mean, what have I talked about that hasn't happened? I told you these local FEMA centers are CIA run because I read that in government documents 8 years ago. Now it's been all over the newspapers the last 2 weeks. And don't give me this, oh, what newspapers? It's all over the news. We posted them. Try looking into it. I told you they're spying on everybody. I told you whole floors in every major phone company are NSA offices. Then it broke last year in the San Francisco Chronicle that it's exactly what's going on. Now it's on Frontline. Everything I've told you is the truth. This isn't our government. This is a new world order. This is global corporations coming in and getting rid of our sovereignty. In fact, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, we ought to just go ahead and start encoding live now because I can't wait. I want to show people on video the Austin American Statesman article, Everything Must Go. It's a story written by James E. McWilliams, special to the Austin American Statesman. And it just says, everything must go. And then there's a picture of the Constitution ripped in half with a burned edge. Now, can we go ahead and go live and start encoding now, or we'll do it the next break? Because I know people won't check into this. I want you to see this. I mean, this is sick. When we start the next hour, I'll have this image up there for you, and we'll get into NASA's secrets and a lot more. But he goes on, this thank a Marine for your freedom. He says he takes true statements and twists them to form an anti-government conclusion. Hey, Bubba, patriotism isn't worshiping the government. Have you read the Founding Fathers or Teddy Roosevelt? It's following the Bill of Rights and Constitution. When a government gets sideways against that, they're the enemy. You read the Declaration of Independence, or is that an Al-Qaeda document, too? I got FEMA on video teaching the Founding Fathers are bad. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. The Nazis, I'm sorry, not bad, terrorists. The Founding Fathers are terrorists. The Nazis brought over is a misleading statement. These were not decision makers in the war or the party. These were guys that had valuable knowledge and information that went a long way with the party, whatever that means, for survival. And did you notice that Alex never qualified what that means? Yes, I did. I mentioned what they were brought over for. So they were Nazis. Show me something that states how we became Nazis because of their influence. It is all a smokescreen to use a group with such negative connotation to it and make people afraid of Nazism returning, this time in America. Yet there is no evidence of it, only theory. He never qualified how we are being sprayed. Only that we are. Hell, he could have just thrown out crop dusting. The people really need to wake up to this guy. He is as good as there is when it comes to mind games. his shite motto is right. There's a war on for your mind. He means it. And he is one of the combatants that wants to control it. See, I'm an enemy combatant. This is definitely a CENTCOM joker or someone parroting their info. Now, let's stop right there. It's illegal for CENTCOM to be doing what they're doing, and they admit they're engaging in domestic propaganda and fake news buying and all the rest of it. Headline, $1.6 billion in fake news purchased. I mean, the government's doing it. Department of Education's doing it. They're all engaged in government propaganda placement. And I, for one, have had enough of it. On that very show, I talked about how the Goddard Space Center, named after Goddard the Nazi, Wernher von Braun, the head of NASA, was the head of Nazi weapons development for the entire Reich. He was one of the senior members, directly under Albert Speer, who ran the Nazi economy. They brought Joseph Mengele over and protected him. That's mainstream information. He helped form the modern CIA. They brought tens of thousands of them over. My grandfather lived in Midland, Texas, when the Bushes were there. He said he'd go into the restaurants and the bars. He was a lease hound, and there were Nazis all over the place. The fact that Klaus Barbie was protected and worked for the CIA is admitted. You know who Klaus Barbie is? Look it up. More than 1,000 Nazi scientists were in NASA alone, and obviously they were brought over here. I mean, that's even in the right stuff, which is written, you know, it's a true story. Were brought over here because they did have the knowledge. That's what I said in that very radio show. But I added the key point here. I said, we are not the Nazis in that very show. This guy says I didn't say it. Sunday show. I said, we're not the Nazis, they are us. The Nazis got everything they did from the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, from the Eugenicist Society, from the Eugenics Records Office, which is where the Human Genome Project is based at Cold Springs Harbor today. The same guy running it since the 40s had to step down last year for saying blacks basically weren't human, Dr. Watson. Then you got the Watson family owning IBM, getting the highest Black Eagle Award from Adolf Hitler, the highest civilian award. IBM machines being used. The Gates is giving $70-plus billion with Warren Buffett to carry out eugenics. His daddy runs Planned Parenthood, Gates' daddy. And I said, the Germans and the Kaiser Wilhelm Society were funded by the U.S., and Hitler quotes it in Mein Kampf and in other writings and other books he's quoted in and in his speeches. And that the modern science that we follow and the bioethics and the Dr. Peter Singers and the Dr. Eric Pionkas that call for world reductions of force 90% and one child, I told you you'd hear on the news soon, only have one kid, kids are bad, we need to have taxes on kids. That's how it started in China. U.S. Treaty, George Herbert Walker Bush, 1975, went and signed Memorandum 200 with the Chinese for IMF and World Bank money to carry out eugenics. All documented. I made a film about it, Endgame. I just gave you Memorandum 200, public, declassified, 1993, signed, 1973, implemented in India, China, Peru, many other nations, in 1975. One-child policy. So you're right, brother. I'm not saying we're the Nazis. I'm saying they got it from us. Adolf Elois Hitler learned it all from the eugenicist out of England and the United States. Period. End of story. End of discussion. I'm upset. I'm mad about my life being ruined. I want to take time off. I don't want to have to work all the time, but I can't stop because I got to fight these people. And then people like you, who think they're well-meaning and think they're patriotic, call me a liar. Now, I'm calling you and other people out. You say I'm making it up that Florida CPS is run by pedophiles? Every few months that's in the news. They always replace them with pedophiles. By always in the last 5 years. Your IP, we scanned it, looks like it's coming out of Florida. It may not. The point is you're probably there at CENTCOM, and you're disgusting. I'm right about everything I said, and I'm sorry you can't deal with reality, little boy. I'm sorry you can't deal with the facts, little boy. I'm sorry that you're afraid and you can't deal with reality. And it's people like you that are in denial that are destroying our beloved country. You talk about thanking you for our freedom. Why about you start defending our freedom? No one can deny we're losing our Bill of Rights and Constitution. No one can deny this country's falling apart. All right, I'm going to shut up about it. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the economy, though. It's very important. Look, the fundamentals are there are factory shutdowns of what was left everywhere. There are scores of businesses declaring bankruptcy, large retailers going bankrupt everywhere. Fuel prices, people say, I don't care. I'm not a truck driver. I don't care if they're all going broke. I know truck drivers. I know a bunch of them, and they are having to sell their trucks. They're going on welfare. A lot of them are vets. They're going on disability. Their lives are over. It's all over. And the Mexican trucking companies, they got people working for a third of what they do, are taking over right here in Austin right now. And by the way, it's hurting the Raza because the Mexican truck drivers happen to be Americans. They're losing their jobs too. This is only the beginning. And there's all this denial about it. And then the Federal Reserve that's engineered all this, even the Financial Times of London admits it, as it spreads globally, now they're going to be given total immunity, total power, and the private Fed will run the three federal agencies and will now have total control over us. They engineer the depression. After they get in power, they get more power. Then they get even more power. Then they engineer another crisis, and they get more power. That's what they do. They always stage a terror attack, get more control, and stage an even bigger one. They're ruthless, they're cunning, that's why they're in control. U.S. foreclosures jumped 57% in 1 month. Homeowners walk away. Bloomberg. U.S. foreclosure filings jumped 57%, and bank repossessions more than doubled in March with a year earlier, and adjustable mortgages increased as more owners gave up their homes to lenders. More than 234,000 properties were in the stage of foreclosure, or one in every 538 U.S. households. And it goes on. And that's each month. That compounds. Oil rises to record $113 a barrel. In the futures, it's even higher. New York Mercantile has it at $112.48. Futures rose to 1.62 or 1.5. Just amazing. And meanwhile, they're doing nothing to reverse this. It's the dollar dropping that's making oil go up in price. They need to raise interest rates to 15% right now. Throw the brakes on. It's an emergency. They need to shore that dollar up. All they're doing is buying time. Instead, this will just destroy the stock market when it finally hits. And the yuppies are like, no, 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 slash, slash, slash. They've already cut it down to 2%. There's nothing else they can do. The IMF dumped tens of billions of dollars more yesterday on the market, and still gold rose. And now we bring in Ted Anderson. He'll be with us into the next segment. Ted, gold bottomed out at 845. It's now rocketed and stayed the last few weeks at around 930. Clearly now it's marching back upwards. This is a big buying opportunity, and every fundamental shows with oil at 113 and all the rest of this happening that gold is only going to go up if any market reality is in play here, despite them hammering gold by dumping it on the market in the futures and engaging in shorts and every other trick. It is still exploding in price, Ted.
It is. It's going up like crazy, Alex. The thing about it is that, you know, it does fluctuate up and down. We are looking at around 930 gold, just like you said. But we've come up off of that 600 level, and just a few years ago up to off of that 300 level. There was a big push for the central banks to keep gold below $400 an ounce for close to 30 years since 1980. And they did everything they could to keep it together like that until the country finally started to melt down so hard that the market said, no, we're going to buy the gold, and it doesn't matter how much gold you dump into the marketplace, we're still going to buy it, and the price is going to go up. The central banks are losing control over this thing, and really, like you said, the only thing they can do is drive the value of the currency right through the floor. I hear the music coming, but yeah, we'll talk about this on the other side, because there's a lot of things that are going on right now.
All right, Ted, stay there. Then our big NASA guest, he worked in Air Force Weapons Development, then in NASA and Mission Control, and it's just unbelievable what you're going to learn coming up in the second hour today as we defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Going back to Ted Anderson. Yeah, they're doing everything they can to suppress gold and other commodities because it does show the true inflation. But they can't. Oil's at $113 a barrel, pushing even higher. Gold's at $930+ an ounce. Silver right up there at $19 an ounce. Everything is increasing, and now they're having to admit serious, very serious inflation is upon us, Ted.
Oh, there's no question about it, Alex. Every time we turn around, there's an economic problem here in the United States. The people want to have, they want to have the government bail it out by the printing of money. This economic stimulus package to bailing out the bankers that made these subprime loans, and that going into the prime loans, and then the whole thing, this whole house of cards is coming down right now. There's inflation coming because we've we've printed so much money that the value of the money is just going through the toilet, and the value of commodities are going to go up. The market is demanding that happens because there's too much money out there. And then you can't solve our economic problems by printing. And when you see that going on, man, you gotta duck. You gotta get away from the U.S. dollar. You also have to get away from paper assets, companies, stock market. All that stuff is going to be incredible. Things are going to be hurting over there because of the fact that, yes, indeed, we'll have real high interest rates. The stock market's going to be in one heck of a bind. We have record foreclosures, the credit cards, everything is coming down. It all adds up at this time, Alex, and the Federal Reserve System the central banks can't sell enough gold in order to suppress it, so the prices continue to rise. And that's what we have right now. I mean, gold going from 600 to 900 and even reaching into the 1,000 here just recently, obviously, indicates that. At this particular time, Alex, we do have some things that have locked in on prices are low. Comparatively speaking, a couple of years from now, you're going to look back and you're going to go, man, I wish I would have put everything I had into this stuff. Silver right now is just in such short supply that it's really difficult to maintain a good supply of things to sell. I was able to get into some silver dollars here recently just because of the fact that the market did back off a little bit and allowed for a little bit of inventory to loosen up and become available on the market here. So I do have silver dollars rolls right now at 578. I've got those British sovereigns right now at 257. I've got the French franc at 205. All of those things right now are in really good buying shape right now as far as getting into something in the marketplace, getting into small pieces of gold that you can use anywhere in the world, not just here in the United States. And it translates to buying food, clothing, shelter, all the things that you need in the worst of economic times is the thing to be getting into at this point. And that's why I've been recommending this stuff.
Absolutely, Ted. Tell them about the offer again and give them the toll-free number to call.
Yeah, sure. The British sovereign right now is at 257. The French franc right now is at 205. And the silver dollar rolls, that's rolls of 20 right now, are at 578. You can give us a call at 1-800-686-2237. Again, I'll say it, it's 1-800-686-2237. Alex, now is the time to be getting in.
And to be clear, Ted, you locked in gold weeks and weeks ago when it was lower, so you're adding in that discount.
Yep, sure are. This is a great time to be getting in, and you're also buying it at a price that, is closer to like the 900 to 920 range. So.
Absolutely. 1-800-686-2237. Gold is going up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.